us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It just feels like yesterday when we chatted for the very first time, but it's multiple stations ago, which is a while back. It's a long while back.
Yes.
And to watch them bloom in the music scene globally has been one of the best experiences, and to watch how they've grown and how they've taken every aspect of their ability to spread love via music and put it, whether it's online during a tough time for South Africans during lockdown, whether it was a decision to follow their dreams and hearts, a desire to create a studio of their own and create this warm space where others could come visit and partake and watch them create what they create. It's always been a pleasure to be a part of whatever experience that sees mine and your path cross.
Wow, so Jules, Ryan, you're going to make me cry. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
wow. I don't think we've ever had an intro like that.
I know.
I am tearing up.
But it's true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are very few people that you can say that you've been around since, you know, since the day ones, you know, where you can believe in somebody's ability and what they can offer the world and how they can do it with their heart.
Likewise, isn't it? We've had some good times together. I think one of my favorite moments was backstage at a gig where you were emceeing and we started prank calling people.
Remember that?
We called a hotel somewhere we called the hotel off the West Coast and asked them to rake the sand.
Yes.
I don't know, because you had the story about them raking the sand for every customer that they had. So I don't know, we've had some great times. We've had some very good times.
And it's so nice because, you know, and I look we remember. Again, we look where you are now, and I still feel that everything about the band is as fresh as it was as the days when you started. The love and the passion, even though times have changed and you've gone through a roller coaster, you've taken your devoted fans and those that are new to Good Luck and have never experienced it before on this incredible journey, and it's always been one of positive energy.
Thank you. That's what we're about. You know, creating fun moments. And. And I think, I think trying to share a positive message to music is kind of at the core of what we try to do and always have.
How have you remained so incredibly inspirational to others, even though you yourself haven't had inspirational times? There's been times you felt like, enough, I'm
it's
done.
It's been difficult, I mean, you know, I think we have an amazing team.
Yeah.
Like the whole band, we're really tight. Mm-hmm. Everyone who works with us, we've got a great sense of community, a great sense of having each other's backs.
Yeah.
And I think when one of us is struggling, the others kind of step in and lift each other up. So we're very fortunate that we've got a culture of supporting each other. And I think the day that stops is the day I don't want to do this anymore, you know, because it's it's about people at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what it's about.
And those people end up becoming family because it's really what it feels like, you know. This isn't a job where people come along and go, oh, I want to be a job. I've got this role to play.
Yeah. Mm.
You're a member of the Good Luck family when you're involved with the band.
Yeah. And you've got to take it warts and all.
100%.
Families fight. Families have drama, you know,
true.
So this is what you have to know you're going to get yourself into in the music industry, but it's great. And then when we are struggling, you know, there's always the fans that lift us up.
Absolutely.
And keep us going. I get messages every day
from
people saying, like, you got me through the hardest time of my life.
Yeah.
Got one yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Somebody had tagged us in their Spotify Wrapped as their favorite artist, and he said, like, genuinely, I just want to thank you because it's actually your music pulled me through the most difficult chapter in my life.
Absolutely.
And I needed it. And I was like, well, it's so hectic, you know, but like those kinds of messages just help us remember our purpose and why we do this.
I remember dark patches in my life that I couldn't share with others, and sometimes you can't share what you're going through. You've got to smile and wave and carry on.
Absolutely.
We all know that.
Yes.
We've all in that industry. But it's amazing how your music transcends and actually brings people to that relief that there is better days and that feeling that there will be a sun that'll shine and there will be a reason to celebrate. And I want to talk, I know our time's running out and you're going to get ready. You've got such a crazy I had to have you in today. I'll tell you why. Not only is it the first of the month, but when I think of summer, I think of Good Luck. It for me, it's the sun shining on the best day in Cape Town. The perfect wave, the perfect beach,
that's
the perfect city, the perfect band,
oh thank you,
the perfect soundtrack.
Oh yes, man.
What's your summer look like?
Well, we're actually kick-starting off in Cape Town. We're really excited. Well, first of all, we're in Rage tonight.
Tonight, I mean, like Felito Rage,
the kids up there. And then we're going to be doing a massive kickoff summer in Cape Town, our very own concert that we're hosting in Constantia at the Constantia Sports Fields right near the Virgin.
Love it.
And it's a family day. It's all ages, starting at 2:00. We've got a really cool lineup we've curated from artists from the UK, lots of South African artists, and we go right through until 9:00. It's like food trucks, bars, fun, good times. So that's on Saturday, the 9th of December. And then we take the whole production and we march it up the Garden Route. We've got gigs in Knysna, Plettenberg Bay, Hermanus, right up to East London. We actually didn't get Lucky Summer East London for the first time.
Wow.
And I think for us, what's really cool is that it's our festival, but we literally put on so many different artists. Yeah. We've got everyone from like Will Lindley right through to like Book from Black and like everything in between. So it's like Bobby Van the Asphalt even playing this year.
That's amazing.
So yeah, we've got, and Prime Circle is going to be with us on New Year's Eve. It's a really cool lineup. So yeah, if you're up the Garden Route, come and join us. You know, our whole vibe is just about non-pretentiousness. Everyone love everyone. Yeah. Good times.
Dig it.
Good vibes, good music. Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. All the goods, baby.
Yeah. In the morning. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.